It's time for the return of our Chamber Chat, and we welcome in the Executive Director of the Branch County Area Chamber of Commerce, Nicole Steele, although that name's changing here a little bit. Not your name, but the Chamber name a little bit. On the job for how many days now, have you figured out?
About 6 weeks.
Okay, six weeks now. So getting stuff sorted out, figured out, although, again, you're pretty familiar with a lot of things the Chamber did, coming over from City Hall and actually having a lot of kind of interconnection with a lot of those same groups when you were over there, right?
Yeah, that's right. It's been a really smooth transition for me.
Okay, but still at the same time, looking at what the new growth of the Chamber should be, what the new direction of the Chamber could be. Let's talk about the Chamber Board last week actually authorized a new name for the Chamber. What will that be?
Yeah, we're changing it from the Branch County Area Chamber of Commerce to the Coldwater Area, really just for identification purposes. I found I was up in Lansing right after I started for Chamber Day, and after saying I'm from Branch County Chamber, I learned people don't know where that was. So I finally said I'm from Coldwater, so it makes sense just so people know.
Yeah. Well, and within that, I mean, maybe, you know, originally it was to kind of bring in all the other chambers of the county, but now those chambers have kind of split back off again and doing their own little thing. So.
Well, they go by Quincy Chamber and Bronson Chamber, and we actually are still have a really strong partnership with them. We administer for those chambers, and that partnership will continue. We just wanted people to know where we were.
Okay, so a transition. Well, similar to with the Coldwater Country, the promotion of it. Again, same thing. You know, like I said, people out of state don't look for Branch County; they look for Coldwater or
right.
The specific towns for that. So, okay, so that transition now is in the works. At the same time, you've got a lot of stuff on the schedule here over the next couple of weeks. A Chamber After Business Hours coming up next week. Tell us about that a little bit.
Yeah, that'll be
on the 10th, right?
Tuesday the 10th. Yeah, from 5 to 7, and we're going to be out at the Barefoot Grill. I'm really excited about that one because the place looks great. And he's going to let us be down on the deck. We'd just love everyone to join us and come check out what they're doing. The food is fantastic. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, nice opportunity to get out there and meet the new owners.
Yes, and for old-timers like me, think back to what was called The Wharf
years ago.
And then it transitioned to a number of different restaurants over the last couple of years. But Barefoot Grill has now reopened. They're right on Coldwater Lake.
So they are, and they're doing a great job.
Right next to Coldwater Lake Marina, so that's coming up. At the same time, you're looking forward to later this month another huge festival here in Coldwater, which is Strawberry Fest.
Yes, we're up to 100 vendors already, and still taking applications. If you want to have a spot, it's $45 downtown. You have to be a crafter, and if you come to visit, you can see things like birdhouses, strawberries. We've got a stained glass artist coming down, strawberries, marshmallow shooters, quilts, fudge, kettle corn, strawberries. And then the Oasis of Love Church sets up. We give them one whole corner downtown, and it's lots of fun for the kids. You'll see, you know, bounce house and face painting going on. So it's a great, great afternoon downtown.
Talk a little bit about the collaboration now between the other organization, the DBA, the DDA, and the Chamber right now. How is that working, and what's kind of the structure of that now?
Well, a lot of great things going on. It's an awesome time to join into the Chamber. What we're doing, we're just looking at everything, including the name change, like I said, but we've partnered with the DBA. They lost their director. The Chamber lost their director. Downtown Development lost their director. And our mayor stepped in and said, let's come together. You know, let's use our resources. And it's making so much sense. We're working with tourism, economic development, really to make the Chamber the center of all of these organizations, an information center where we're coming together and sharing, but building committees. So if you want to jump on board, we're trying to expand into our own economic development committee, education. So just to be a really strong center for our community.
Okay. Well, obviously, as the months go on here, more and more of that will come together as far as the collaborations go. But it's got to go. The Chamber has the building. You've got the staff. You've got the resources to be able to do that to help coordinate for some of these.
That's right. So. Yep. And just it's saving everything. It's saving on staff and office equipment and resources, advertising. It's really been a great start to it. More to come.
Yeah, and the whole key, obviously, is to promote business and the community overall.
Right? That's right, yep.
Okay, great. Well, 6 weeks into the job, and sounds like she's got her plate full already. So
lots of fun.
We'll look forward to all the activities coming up here over the next couple of weeks for the Coldwater Area Chamber of Commerce. Got to get that corrected. The Coldwater Area Chamber of Commerce, the new executive director, Nicole Steele, in the studio with us on our Chamber Chat. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.